From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting.
There's so much that can go wrong. I hope it goes right.
The billionaire entrepreneur Elon Musk, in anticipation of the much-awaited launching of his new SpaceX Jumbo rocket, in line to become the world's most powerful launch vehicle in operation. Now, the debut test had been rescheduled from an earlier postponement sometime over the next half hour or so. Liftoff is to take place at the Kennedy Space Center in Cape Canaveral in what would be a key turning point for Musk's privately owned space exploration technologies.
The sense of possibility and excitement here is really got me quite giddy, actually.
You're invited to view the launching simply by visiting our website at voanews.com. Again, the liftoff could take place sometime in the next half hour. There is a three-hour window day today for the liftoff. U.S. stock prices. They fluctuated wildly today after regaining ground following a sharply lower open on the heels of sell-offs earlier in the day in Asia and Europe. The volatility continued unabated one day after the Dow Jones Industrial Average shed the most points in one day in its more than 120-year history. The Dow fell 530 points at the market open this morning. United States Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin.
I think, as you said, that the stock market is up significantly over 30% since President Trump was elected. We're monitoring the stock markets. They're functioning very well. And we continue to believe in the long-term impact of the stock market. So thank you.
The stock market now has lost about $1 trillion in value since Friday, when the Dow lost 666 points. This is VOA News. Former White House chief strategist Steve Bannon skipped a scheduled interview today with the House Intelligence Committee about his time as a key advisor to President Trump, even after lawmakers subpoenaed him to appear. Congressman Mike Conaway, the Texas Republican leading the panel's investigation into Russian interference into the 2016 U.S. presidential election, said he had expected Bannon to appear to answer questions, but Bannon was a no-show, part of lawmakers' ongoing dispute with the White House over the scope of their questioning of Bannon. Bannon could face a contempt of Congress charge for his failure to answer the subpoena, but it was not clear whether the committee would take any action against him. U.S. military forces in Afghanistan have begun a new aerial bombing campaign in northern Afghanistan against the Taliban. The military issued a statement on Tuesday saying it began a series of precision strikes last Friday at suspected Taliban training facilities in Badakhshan province, aimed at preventing the planning and rehearsal of terrorist acts near the border with China and Tajikistan. The airstrikes also have destroyed vehicles stolen from the Afghan National Army that were being converted to carry improvised explosive devices. A Myanmar police officer who was part of the team that arrested two Reuters journalists in December told a court on Tuesday that he had burned the notes he made at the time, but gave no reason why he had done so. With more from VOA, Steve Miller.
Police Second Lieutenant Dintwe U was the latest prosecution witness to give evidence at the insane district court in Yangon, which will decide if reporters Walone and Jossa U should be charged under Myanmar's colonial-era Official Secrets Act. Walone said the document submitted was to be used against them and not fair, because it did not include their testimony. The reporters had worked on Reuters coverage of a crisis in Rakhine State, where an army crackdown on insurgents since the end of August has triggered the flight of 688,000 Rohingya Muslims to Bangladesh. Steve Miller, VOA News.
Dozens of reporters and diplomats were present when the Reuters journalists were brought in handcuffs from prison to the crowded courtroom. Polish President Andrzej Duda announced today that he'll sign into law a controversial measure that metes out prison terms to anyone who uses the term Polish death camps or saying that Poland was in any way complicit in Nazi war crimes during World War II. Israel and the U.S. have criticized the measure. However, the president has gone on to say, because of this sensitivity, which many people object to, it's very important to me that what I do will be to direct this law to the Constitutional Court for them to determine if these regulations are in line with the Constitution. Joe Palca, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.